Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Wayne Label's Accounting for Non-Accountants. Sophie, I'm not gonna lie, I was half expecting a snooze fest, but this book actually made me feel like a financial detective.
Right? Same here. It's like he hands you a magnifying glass and says, "Go find the story." This book is for anyone who's ever stared at a spreadsheet and felt their brain go numb. It's about decoding the language every business speaks.
And he starts with this big idea that accounting is just storytelling. Every transaction is a sentence, and the financial statements are the paragraphs. That really clicked for me.
Exactly. And the heart of the story is the accounting equation: assets equal liabilities plus owner's equity. It's like gravity. It never fails, and it holds everything together.
I had to read that twice, but once I got it, it was like a light bulb. The truck and the loan example made it so clear. You buy a truck, your assets go up, but so do your liabilities. Balanced.
And that equation is the foundation for the big three statements. He calls them the report card, the health check, and the cash diary. The income statement is the report card, right?
Yeah. It shows if you made a profit over a period. Revenue minus expenses. But here's the kicker: profit doesn't mean cash. You could be profitable on paper and still be broke.
Which is why the cash flow statement is the real truth teller. It tracks the actual cash coming in and out, split into operations, investing, and financing. If a company's operations aren't generating cash, that's a red flag.
And the balance sheet is the snapshot. It's the accounting equation in visual form, showing everything the company owns and owes at one moment. He really hammers home the difference between current and long-term stuff.
Right, because liquidity matters. You can have a warehouse full of inventory, but if you can't pay your bills next week, you're in trouble.
Okay, so the part that got me was debits and credits. I always thought they were this ancient, confusing magic. But he just says a debit is left, a credit is right. Assets and expenses increase with debits, and liabilities and equity increase with credits. Simple as that.
It's like learning a dance step. And then he walks you through the whole cycle from journal entries to the trial balance, so you see how it all fits together. It's methodical, not magical.
And depreciation? I used to think that was just a tax trick. But he explains it as matching the cost of a truck to the years. It helps you make money. That makes total sense.
It's all about matching, which is the core of accrual accounting. You record revenue when it's earned, not when cash hits the bank. That's why you can have a profitable company with no cash. It's a timing thing.
Then he moves on to ratios, which are like the vital signs of a business. The current ratio, the quick ratio, the debt to equity ratio. They're simple math, but they tell you if the patient is healthy.
And he's careful to say you gotta compare them to industry averages and the company's own history. A ratio in a vacuum doesn't mean much.
He also gets into the difference between cash and accrual accounting, which I think is a huge light bulb for a lot of people.
Yeah, cash accounting is simpler, but it can be misleading. Accrual gives you a truer picture of performance, even if it's more complex. And he explains it without making your eyes glaze over.
And for the small business owners out there, he's got practical stuff like setting up a system, internal controls, and budgeting. He even says a one-person shop needs a system to keep honest.
Segregation of duties. I love that phrase. It's like, don't let one person control everything, or you're asking for trouble.
He also covers break-even analysis, which is a game changer. Fixed cost divided by contribution margin. It tells you exactly how much you need to sell to not lose money.
And he brings it all back to ethics. He talks about Enron and how people can cook the books. But his point is that the goal is to present a true and fair view, not just to fluff up the numbers.
It's a reminder that numbers can lie, but the underlying reality always comes out eventually.
And he even looks ahead to the future with IFRS and blockchain. It's like he's saying, keep learning because the language is always evolving.
So if I had to pick one takeaway, it's that accounting isn't some secret code for nerds. It's a tool for empowerment. Once you understand the equation and the statements, you can look at any business and see its story.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So remember, the numbers are just a story waiting to be read. We'll see you in the next one.